shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Liquid given him by Karame, Dr. Petrie has brought Lord Southery out of the state of suspended animation into which he had been placed by Fu Manchu. The cunning Oriental has again escaped the trap set for him by Nayland Smith after failing in his attempt to abduct the supposedly dead body of Lord Southery, and has once more disappeared into the dark web of London's underworld. Nayland Smith and Dr. Petrie, on receiving word from Karame, have surrounded Fu Manchu's headquarters with police, and led by Karame have entered. They are accompanied by Inspector Weymouth. In a curtained alcove, they discover Dr. Fu Manchu apparently in a drugged stupor. As they step into the alcove, a trap suddenly opening beneath their feet plunges them into a dimly lit cellar.
Oh, Petrie. Petrie, old man.
Here, Nathan.
Tied hand and foot. So am I. Helpless.
Where the devil are we?
Somewhere under Fu Manchu's house.
In the cellar.
Great Scott, what a place.
Huge. Look, down through those arches.
A series of cells, Petrie, under the entire building. Ah, and the stench.
Yes, hot and steamy. Smells of rotting vegetation. Something growing down here. Look on the floor and ceiling. Huge puppy things. What are they?
Oh, some sort of fungus. Like giant toadstools. Poisonous looking things.
Yeah. What happened after we fell through the trap? I don't recall. Must have lost consciousness.
Lal the dacoit brought us here from under the trap there. I came too as he dropped me here beside you. Oh, there he is, beyond the second arch. He's bringing Weymouth over here.
Yes. Look how he avoids those plants, picks his way between them. Jove, what a situation. I must have been completely knocked out. I have no recollection of being carried here.
Nor I. I seem to drop into a suffocating mass of something soft and clammy. Gad, Petrie, what a beautiful trap. And we rush headlong into it like children.
Even Karame seemed to have been taken in by it. Or do you imagine she deliberately led us into it?
Oh, no. Her actions convinced me she knew nothing of it. By Jove, that devil. The depth of his cunning and his courage. To sit there calmly waiting for us. Of course, he knew somehow that we were coming.
There's the dacoit with Weymouth.
I see. Coming through those toadstools. That room where we found Fu Manchu is probably where he does his smoking. And the trap was intended to protect him during his drunk sleep.
Smith.
Here, Weymouth.
Did the fall through that blasted trap knock you out, too?
For a few moments. Are you all right?
As good as can be expected, with a knot on the head as big as an egg and hands and feet tied hard and fast.
You don't know, Weymouth, what happened to Karame?
No. At least she didn't fall into the trap with us.
Where are your men, Weymouth?
Logan will have us free presently.
I hope so, but look behind you.
Oh, my shoe.
Unless your men hurry, I'm afraid they won't be of much help to us. They can't possibly get.
Oh, man. Again, let me welcome you, Mr. Smith, to my humble abode. It seems, gentlemen, that you are much more worthy of my attention than I had at first supposed. But it is not too late to rectify that error.
Now that you have us, Dr. Fu, what do you propose doing with us?
That depends, Mr. Smith. However, a man who can solve the secret of my golden elixir, as Dr. Petrie has done, should be a valuable acquisition to my counsel.
I didn't solve your secret. You gave it away.
Gave it away, Dr. Petrie? I do not understand just what you mean. But for the moment, that is beside the point.
Then come to the point. My men are breaking in now, and when they get here...
Your men, Inspector Weymouth? They will not interrupt us. It is necessary, gentlemen, for me to learn immediately the extent of Mr. Smith's plans and those of Scotland Yard. Therefore, you live for the present.
And you'll swing in the near future, you and your filthy gang. I'll promise you that.
I think not, Inspector. Most of my people are safe on departed ships. I shall also leave soon. You gentlemen, excepting Dr. Petrie, will remain here.
I?
Yes, Dr. Petrie. You are returning with me to my home in the east. You will be made welcome there. Listen. Let them pound and pound.
All right, Carpenter. What's a muscle behind that axe? It's been 15 minutes since they went in.
Yeah, this door was built to stand. Joe was heavy.
Ah, there she goes. One or two more now and we'll be inside. In the cellar then. Down those stairs. There's another door. Come on. Ah, good job. That one was unlocked. Hey, Joe, what a rocky smell down here. Use your flashlight, men. The place is as dark as Lot's pocket.
Joe, Inspector, they've been using this cellar to grow stuff. Look, the floor and ceiling are covered with great toadstools.
Never mind that. Over there, under those arches in that lighted room. There they are.
Oh, what a
stench. Hurry, Carpenter. We've got to get them.
Your men, Inspector Weymouth, it seems they have broken into my cellars.
Aye, and when they reach us...
Close the glass doors, Lau. They won't reach us, Inspector.
What do you mean, Dr. Fu?
You will see presently.
Logan! Here! This way, man!
It is useless to call, Inspector. No sound can be heard beyond that glass door. But presently, you will see your men and be powerless to help them.
Weymouth, this room is soundproof.
Exactly, Dr. Petrie. And it is fortunate for us that it is. Otherwise...
Otherwise what?
This is my observation window, gentlemen. You are about to witness an interesting experiment. Something unique in the science of fungology.
An experiment of yours, Dr. Fu, should be quite unique.
Your attention, Dr. Petrie, has probably been drawn long since to the anesthetic properties of the common puffball.
Well, and if so?
Then you possibly recognize the fumes as you were brought here.
The odor of rotting vegetation. Those huge growths out there.
Exactly, Dr. Petrie. The cellar into which you gentlemen so rashly precipitated yourselves is charged with the anesthetic properties of the puffball. By a process of my own, I have greatly enhanced their value in that respect.
That's what strangled us, Nayland, as we fell through the trap.
Inspector Weymouth proved the most obstinate. He succumbed, however, in 15 seconds.
You fiend! Logan! Help! This way!
Oh, save your breath, gentlemen. Though they can see you, they cannot hear. Dr. Petrie, note the white growth on the ceiling. It is a giant variety of my own culture.
More of your diabolical fungus, I suppose.
Diabolical? That is a matter of opinion. You are no doubt familiar with the death of the common housefly found attached to the window pane by a white mold.
I am.
I have developed the spores of this mold and have produced a giant species.
Yes. If we could only warn Logan.
Observe, gentlemen, the interesting effect of the strong light from the flashlights in the hands of those men upon my orange and blue fungus there on the floor.
Horrible, Petrie. You know what's coming?
Yes, and we can do nothing. Those poor devils are doomed.
I understand now the reason for the dimly lighted cellar and why the dacoit moves so carefully through those venomous growths.
Fu Manchu, Those men out there are blindly walking to some horrible death because they're doing their duty, following my instructions.
Yes, Inspector.
What have they done to you? Let them go.
Turn them back, Dr. Fu, before it's too late.
Turn them back, Dr. Petrie? By no means. We should then lose an excellent opportunity to study in detail a lesson in fungology.
Oh, it's useless, Petrie. The man's a devil, a poisoner. Compared to him, the Borgias were children.
We're helpless. Can't even warn them.
Look, gentlemen. Watch.
Good heavens, those puffballs. They're dropping from the ceiling. Exploding.
Observe, gentlemen. Observe the symptoms of delirium. See how they laugh and swing their arms. Light. More light, Lal. Throw the switch to the arc light.
Scott. Look. It's raining puffballs. The ghastly things seem alive.
See how the men tear their clothes from their bodies. See how they scream and shout. Too bad we cannot hear them. Soon they will be raving maniacs.
Petrie, Weymouth, keep his attention away from me. I've almost got my hands free.
Look, gentlemen. Look, a triumph. My process. The scientific triumph of my life.
By the gods, that fungus has covered them from head to foot. Clings to them like something alive. They're smothering, Petrie.
We'd only shot that fiend when we stepped into that room upstairs.
They die. They die, gentlemen.
By heaven's sake, and hurry.
Roll away from me, both of you. I'm free.
Cut our bonds, man.
No time now. I'm going to try to save those poor devils out there. Now, Fu Manchu, may the devil protect you.
Al, help! Take him now.
He's no match for both of them, Weymouth.
They might only get my hands free. No use, man. These ropes are tied fast.
They've got him, Weymouth. They've got him.
No, Al. Not the knife. The cellar. Into the cellar with him. Throw him out there with those others. Good. Close the door, Lal, quickly. Yes.
Great heavens, Weymouth. They've thrown him into that poison pit.
Now, you see, Dr. Petrie? See, Inspector Weymouth? They die. They die like flies in a trap. Nayland Smith is caught. Caught in my fly trap. I, Fu Manchu, am the god of destruction.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.